If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islam, dini wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Are going to talk about some of the Islamic laws about medical issues and conditions according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography and we'll be back. Don't go away.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Sheikh Javid, since we are talking about some of the Islamic laws about the medical cases and scenarios, the question is in this program, in the course of these medical studies and training, sometimes instead of human beings, they use some plastic models. I remember myself back in the school, like we used to have skeletons, for example, or some plastic dolls in the labs, all right?
Yes.
Just to show us, for example, in the class of science, to tell us different parts of the body anatomically speaking. So here we know that in those hospitals and universities and colleges, they use such plastic models configuring or featuring some of the anatomical parts of human beings, right? Especially the reproductive system. So what's the ruling, what's the Islamic law about handling these models and looking at them?
Well, obviously, artificial organs and genitals do not have the same ruling as the real ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not treated as the same and in the same way as the real organs. Therefore, there's no objection to looking at those genital areas and handling them or touching them, unless, of course, a questionable intent is involved. Unless the individual touches them with lustful intention or with the intention of driving pleasure, seeking pleasure. And if that is the intention, then it becomes haram. Otherwise, there's no problem. And obviously, if looking at these plastic models or these artificial organs or maybe at the artificial reproductive system, if it looking at these things arouses the individual and makes him feel excited, sexually excited,
mm-hmm.
then it is problematic, you know. As long as the intention is the handling these things,
mm-hmm.
does not lead to some kind of, let's say, sexual excitation and lust and pleasure, there is no problem and actually handling these things, touching them or looking at them.
Mm-hmm, I see. Another question would be about a doctor who asked this question, that his research within the Western scientific circles aims at relieving pain by a way of music, all right?
Yes.
Like touching, dancing, medication, and electric shocks. And these are, parts of his research. And the medical opinion points to the fact that the research in these types of therapy has proved fruitful. So is it permissible for the other doctors to embark on the same road or to use the same method?
Okay. Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, in his reply to the same question, says that, of course, there's no Shara'i or legal impediment to investigating this affair to see how effective it is in treating illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Music might have positive effect. And if it does have positive effect, then if it's proved to have, of course, mm-hmm. positive effect, there is no objection to playing it
mm-hmm.
or, you know. And Ayatollah Khamenei further notes that if it does not entail getting entangled in practices which are haram, then it is permissible. There is no problem in it. So first of all, we should understand, we should investigate whether playing music or dancing or maybe electric shocks or these things which are claimed to be useful,
mm-hmm.
positive, and have some kind of, which can be instrumental in getting the patient treated, if they are found to be useful and effective, then there is no objection. And provided that, of course, it does not, you know, lead to some kind of practices which are haram. Otherwise, there is no objection.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away. La ilaha illallah,
Allahu Akbar. The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammed Jad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the Islamic laws about medical scenarios and cases. Sheikh Javid, is it permissible for female nurses to look at women's genitals or genitalia if their study requires it?
If the treatment of diseases or saving a respectful life or a life which must be saved actually depends squarely on taking a lesson which includes looking at the private parts of others or even touching, there's no problem in doing so. Mm-hmm. So the main point is that saving a respectful life or treating a disease or a patient an illness which needs and which must be treated, otherwise it will lead to some kind of complications. If this depends on looking at the private parts, mm-hmm. because unless, for example, the nurse looks at a woman's private part, she will not be able to diagnose or identify the cause of the disease. So in that case, it becomes permissible and there will be no problem in doing so.
Mm-hmm, I see. Some people have the appearance of men, you know, but they have female psychological and sexual tendencies though, right? You know, if they don't have or undergo the operation of sex change, they might commit sins as far as their sexual behavior is concerned. Sheikh Javid, is it permissible for them to undergo such an operation?
Well, this is a very critical question and a very current issue.
Yes.
Because in modern time and this time around, of course, there are lots of LGBT movements around the world, and they are fighting for their rights, and they want to know what, for example, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei's position is towards those transgenders and those LGBT, you know,
or queer,
organization and people who are affiliated with them. So this is a question which is frequently asked by people around the world. And people wonder as to what the position and fatwa of Ayatollah Khamenei is. So his opinion is that changing gender is impermissible. It's not allowed unless there is actually a reliable evidence according to science or urf or custom that the person who wants to undergo such an operation belongs to the opposite gender, unless.
Would you clarify this point, please?
There should be evidence clearly indicating that both according to the science and also according to the custom or the common view,
mm-hmm.
that the individual who is willing to
have an operation
actually belongs to the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
Although for example, there is a woman who apparently looks like a woman, but her orientation is quite different. She feels, she thinks she belongs to the opposite sex rather right. than the sex in which she appears now.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, of course, it becomes, because according to the custom and science, she belongs to the opposite sex, of course, then there is no problem in uh-huh. in undergoing this operation or accepting to change her sex. But you know, basically, it seems that actual or real gender reassignment does not seem to take place. It does not take place. You know, removing the, for example, the male organ or replacing them with the female organ does not mean that actual sex change or gender reassignment surgery has taken place, or that the individual has shifted to the opposite sex. That seems to be that doesn't seem to occur
mm-hmm.
in the real
okay,
sense.
Okay, thank you very much, Javid, for your answers to these questions. And thank you for listening to us, this program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم من جاء لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر